like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, let's just call that icing on the cake, because the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And every Friday, we come here on a mission to help with economic empowerment. We have to build these businesses in our community. We have to put people to work. We have to stay on top of this technology. We have to change the mindset of the people in our community. Now, we've made some great strides. And I always like to give out the mad props to the people who are out here doing it. And they don't get enough credit. We always hear about the negative things, about what people aren't doing, what we need to be doing. I mean, that's good, too. But there are people who are doing it. And one of the purposes and missions of this show is to highlight them, to give them an opportunity to tell their story. And we like to keep you informed. We like to keep you, like the young folks say, stay woke. And we just one big alarm clock over here to make sure that you do stay woke. We do that also by bringing in some phenomenal co-hosts and guests. And I have one in the studio with me today. That's Miss Kelsey Nelson. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing just great, doing just great. And Kelsey is a sports commentator. She brings on, she keeps us abreast of what's going on in the world of sports. And just glad to have her here. She's a regular now. I don't feel like you're a guest anymore. You like a,
it feels like home.
It's like home, right, right. Yeah, second home. So we're going to talk a little sports later on, but there's so much going on in there. Kelsey, I tell you, it's like when you wake up in the morning, there is so much going on that sometimes you have to kind of just exhale and say, what in the world is going on?
I feel like that most mornings, but especially this week, because I feel like with everything going on this week, Robert, I don't know how you could not be in the sports world. I mean, what's not going on?
You know, I was looking
everything
at,
that's trending is sports related nowadays.
I was listening to the Jemele Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
What in the heck is, you know, I heard this morning, now, correct if I'm wrong, that ESPN was trying to get somebody to take her place.
And yeah.
A little rebellion inside the walls of ESPN.
It's crazy. So basically, if you don't know about this story, Jemele Hill, of course, got in trouble earlier this week because she had tweeted that our sitting president, Mr. Donald J. Trump, was a white supremacist.
Right.
Right? And she had tweeted this out. So, of course, you know, all of his gang of people got up on her and they demanded that basically she be fired from ESPN. So Jemele basically had to issue an apology, as we know most people do, when you get in trouble with your company. But it came out, as you said, that ESPN, they're saying that they didn't do it. But Think Progress reported that they went to two other black anchors at ESPN. One was Michael Eaves, and the other was Elle Duncan.
Right.
So if you guys watch SportsCenter, you're very familiar with both of these people. And they said they didn't want to take their places. And they also said that even Mike Smith, like, he refused to have to basically be on the sixth SportsCenter that they do with anyone else.
Man. But you know what? You know, I was talking. I do marketing. Of course, for anybody who doesn't know what I do, I'm a marketing consultant, and I'm always talking about audience.
Right.
That's one of the foundations of marketing: the audience, your target, who you're trying to reach. And generally, we talk about the demographics and the geographics. Those are the two main ways of targeting.
Right.
But now, more and more, it's becoming more important now to almost by default psychographics. Now, psychographics used to be one of those hidden things that you say, well, okay, that's for when you really, really get into marketing.
Right.
But psychographic gets into things like your religious beliefs, your political leanings, your lifestyle, whether you're healthy or unhealthy.
Right.
And so marketers now, and CNN, ESPN is going to find this out, and they found it out by all these vitriolic calls that came in trying to demand that she be fired.
Right.
So things like your gender, your race, your age, and where you live, of course, those things will always be a part, a pivotal part of marketing. But now companies are taking more stock in things like people's political leanings, how they feel on certain issues.
Right.
And we're going to see more and more of that as we get it as, and I'm telling the truth, Donald Trump has been the linchpin of most of this. Because people have drawn lines where lines used to didn't exist.
Right.
It was like, okay, if I'm a certain economic status, or if I, I'm a certain race, I'm a certain age, then you pretty much could you could pretty much look at that person and kind of get an idea of which way they're going to go,
exactly,
left or right.
Right.
That's not the case anymore.
No, it's a new world, Robert.
We looked in, we were at looking at Charlottesville a few weeks ago.
Yep.
These guys did not fit the stereotype of white supremacists. These guys are on khaki pants and polo shirts.
Right. It wasn't the historical textbook version
that
you used to see.
That's exactly right. You used to see an older guy with a beard and a, you know, Confederate flag on his hat. So things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And marketing people now have been faced with a new challenge and a new opportunity.
Right.
And ESPN has gotten a lesson that if you, and there's also another lesson that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Exactly.
A law of physics.
That's what people have to remember.
So when you start telling people, and all these people calling in and say, fire Jemele Hill, there was another group that said, do that if you want to.
Right.
Watch your step there, ESPN.
Right. The other people supported them, and I think it's important. So this is one thing I always say when I'm talking about this, because I've been talking about this all week because it's such a hot topic. So this is what I think Jemele probably should have done. I think she tried to do, in a sense. So I work for Fox Sports, right?
Right.
So, of course, even all my opinions here, disclaimer, these are my personal beliefs, not
right.
my company.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what Jemele, when she tweets, I think a lot of people say that in their Twitter bio, you know, like what I say is not a reflection of my job. But at the end of the day, when you work for a company, you reflect them. Think about it. The ESPN decisions, we don't know what they look like. We
right.
don't know who they are.
Right.
You know, if you see them in the street, you just walk on by. But you see Jemele Hill, you're going to stop.
Right.
She represents the company.
Right.
And I think that's what she had to realize. Now, of course, we all have personal beliefs. And you made a good point. And, you know, my Georgetown teacher, I hope she's listening, because, you know, I also have my degree in marketing. I love
right.
it. I mean, you said everything that I probably
right.
could have said. But there's so much now, you can't just assume what people are. And I think now we live in political times where you have to be very safe. And especially once you put it on social media, guess what? It's going to be brought back up. And this is why I hate when people say sports and politics aren't hand in hand.
Oh, dear.
Because they've always been, and now we see it more than ever. As we see, we had the White House even calling for Jemele Hill to be fired. Our sitting president, Donald J. Trump, wanted her fired. And then Sarah Huckabee said this in a news conference. Right? With all this stuff going on in the world, she's the top of the White House news.
But, you know, what I will say is that, and you were alluding to it, is that
right.
When you're in these positions like Jemele and
right.
like yourself, and even me over here at Radio One,
right.
you don't have to be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is, until you own that station or right. own that shop or own that show, there is a part of you kind of have to hold back and say, look, or even preface it when you make these kind of statements that
right.
this is my opinion or that my company does not necessarily feel this way.
Right.
And also, you have to take into consideration that in some cases, you don't have to show your hand all the time.
I agree with that completely. Why do you have to tweet everything you feel?
Hold something back and let your actions speak for you.
Yep. And I agree with that completely. But we live in a world now where we're quick with our Twitter fingers. And even
right.
I mean, just the stuff that I was seeing against her on, I mean, it was some racial, you know, it was sexist stuff.
Right.
And this, I mean, she said her comment, if you agree or disagree, that's your own choice. But I just feel like at the end of the day, like I said, she said what she said. She did come out. ESPN came out. And, you know, she said basically, you know, that wasn't a reflection of what she wanted her company to do. She knew,
right.
she understood now that. But I think people are mad, of course, because we have seen people get fired for political beliefs.
Right.
Linda Cohen from ESPN, she got suspended basically for saying they got too political
right.
recently. And she's also another great Sports Center anchor that's been there a long, long time. Then you have Chris Chilian. I mean, Rush Limbaugh. I can go on and on and on about people who have gotten in trouble for saying comments.
Right.
So, of course, some people are saying, is there a double standard? Why didn't she?
There is a double standard. Now, I will say, there is a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone should bite his or her tongue
right.
when they feel a certain way.
Right.
But, and when you've got a company like ESPN, right. I think there was some overreach. She was doing this on her own. She didn't do it on the show. She
exactly
wasn't.
Exactly right.
So
her
there,
personal. Twitter
it was her personal.
Right.
But at the same time, I did a couple of shows on how social media can get you into trouble.
Ah, so everybody should be listening to those
really.
Old shows.
And it was not to try to silence anyone, but just
right.
know that people are listening.
Right.
Take your stand, but be ready for the consequences
exactly.
if there are
exactly.
some.
Just about it. Social media is public. Even if they're not following you, people are looking at your stuff. And like you said, you don't have to tweet everything or, you know, put on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, your personal feelings. Because I don't care if it's ESPN. If you're a government worker even, right, you can't say certain things. We're in the D.C. area. There's a lot of government workers. A lot of them will get in trouble, right, if they say certain things. And that's why at a lot of jobs even, it's scary to talk about politics. Like you
it
said
is.
Now, you can't just automatically assume what somebody
Man.
Is. I mean, people
That's
are
right.
fighting, like, there has been real
these
fights.
These are different.
Physical
my point is, these are different times.
Yeah.
So when you say something, I believe that Jemele Hill was correct in her assessment. I think that she has the right to say what she says, but if you make these kind of statements, there may be some blowback, and just kind of brace yourself and say, look, am I ready to put myself out here? Right. And what are the consequences going to be?
Exactly.
Am I ready to deal with those?
Right.
But even though ESPN gave her a lot of flack, I'm glad that she still has a job. I feel
Me
like
too.
She's at least safe for now.
Right.
But this is a conversation that will be continuing, we're going to see this happen more between Colin Kaepernick, between Jermell Hill.
Exactly.
This is a story that will be continue to be unfold. Switching topics real fast, we had this past week, we had 143 million people whose data was breached by Equifax.
Oh,
Equifax,
gosh.
One of the big three.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that briefly later in the show. But this is a big problem.
It's huge. I feel like every week in the news, it's bad now. I'm not even surprised. I'm just waiting for them to tell me so I can quickly go change my password.
Make sure my important
stuff is gone.
But isn't it something every week that you wake up in the morning? In the old days, you woke up, you're looking at the weather, wondering
right.
if it's raining or the sun
Simple
is shining.
Stuff.
And now you got to worry about what Trump is tweeting. Oh, let's see what I'm going to tweet about today. That Jermell Hill, but she called me a white supremacist. Where'd she get that idea from?
It's always something.
So now we got this data breach. 143 million people.
That is crazy.
That's half of the people in the country, folks.
That is ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does this happen?
Well, let me. I'm going to say this before we go to break. And in case I don't get back to it, I plan to come back to this later in the show. But just know, your data is not safe.
Not at all.
I dibble and dabble in the tech world.
Right.
Okay, I do hosting, we do security for websites and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is no safe website. I'm just going to tell you,
There's
folks.
There's nothing 100% safe for you. It's simple,
that's
right?
That's scary. I hate to break it down to you like that, folks, but there is no
is
safe website out here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Roy Heron. He's going to talk about childhood obesity, folks, and how it affects our community. So hang on to the marketing pulpit. We'll be right back. I have Kelsey Nelson in the booth. Right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOLF and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound on 395, the accident, two right lanes are closed near the U.S. Capitol exit. The second accident, same location right now, so very heavy and slow across the freeway from the 14th Street Bridge to head north in the 3rd Street Tunnel right now. 295 northbound is heavy from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street. Southbound 295 slows Benning Road to Pennsylvania Avenue. And on the outer loop of the Beltway, lingering volume 202 up to Route 50. This September and October, visit the Williamsburg Fall Arts Festival featuring 130 arts and entertainment events, wine and beer tastings, concerts, and more. Details at WilliamsburgFallArts.com. Now your WOL weather forecast. Sunny to start today, a couple of afternoon clouds, a high near 83, partly cloudy overnight tonight, down to 66 tomorrow. Sunny early, becoming cloudy later in the day, high near 82. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. Wait a minute. But you know, Kelsey, somebody told me the other day, said, Mr. Gatewood, you do save a soul. They said, look, my company is so wrapped up into my persona, my person, who I am, my reason for being, my raison d'etre, that when you help save my company, you, by default, help save my soul. So I'm going to have to change my slogan. So we are saving businesses and soul. We're doing it all here. The show Marketing Pulpit got its name in honor of my dad, who was actually a Baptist minister. He was in the pulpit for about 50-something years. And as a youngster, I used to sit out there in the pool in the pews watching him and saying, man, this guy's prolific. He's powerful. He cares about people. He's independent. And so a lot of my antics and beliefs came from my dad. So he was on his, really literally on his deathbed. I was debating about starting a radio show. I was looking for a name of the show. I said, well, let me name it Pulpit to honor this guy. And so the name Marketing Pulpit is to honor Dr. Reverend W.H. Gatewood.
He's such a shining example of your father. I know he's proud.
He's proud as he can be.
So great.
Thank you very much. The number here at the station is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out what we're doing. Find out about our guests, our co-hosts, and everything that goes on in this show. We have we've had 7 years now of activity. We've actually helped a lot of companies, opened the eyes of a lot of people, helped change some mindsets, And we've actually made some companies quite successful as sponsors of the show. And we always support companies and individuals who are doing things out here to help our community. And one person is actually in the studio today. We have a young man named Dr. Roy Heron. He's located here in the D.C. area, but I've seen his picture out here on the national stage. So he's like a big fish in a little pond here in the Washington, D.C. area. And so we're glad to have him here today. One of the things we talk about on the show, we talk about, we take a holistic approach to a survival and upward mobility and success. And one thing we can't overlook is our health. It is so important. And we have some unique challenges here. I hate to say it. In our community, when you look at the graph of all the things that are bad, we seem to be at the top of the totem pole on things like hypertension, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, overweight, and that to me is not a good thing. I think there are some cultural reasons behind it. I think there are some economic reasons, but whatever the reasons are, we'd like to have people like Dr. Heron here to help us address them. And welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'd like to just thank all the listening audience to hear what I have, my comments of what I think I'm trying to do to help these kids. I wear two hats. My first hat is I have a Mesbah in Hearing Mesbah.
Okay.
You can check that out on hearingmesbah.com. But today I want to emphasize my passion. I have a lifetime passion to help these kids.
Wow.
These kids, I'll give you an example. The Center for Disease Center for Prevention says there are over 12 to 13 million kids with childhood obesity.
Oh, wait a minute. You said 12 to 13 million?
Million is an epidemic. And is of that, those kids.
That's all the kids, isn't it?
Well, it's a large amount. And of them, 20% of them already have high blood pressure and diabetes.
Oh, my goodness.
And this issue hasn't been addressed because it involves so many different tiers. So my passion has been to create a foundation, which I did. It's called the A. Roy Heron Global Foundation. It's a nonprofit to try to make an impact and help these kids. Now, the biggest issue is we started off the first of this year in a pilot program. We went into school, and I was in by the name of Jefferson Houston. To learn what the many different aspects are and the problems. We found out a great deal. We are launching now officially in 1 week our program. What we found out is that it's not just diet. These kids are so far behind the curve because of all the challenges. Most of them are a single-parent family. They have economical issues. They have issues when it comes to their diet. They have issues. The family even can't even afford to get even proper food. The environment.
Right.
They live. Their own grocery stores do not carry healthy food.
Oh, my goodness. So that, to me, I've always, that's been a problem. That's been one of those pet peeves of mine, that you go into certain communities and the healthy food choices just aren't there.
That's right.
So we're raising our kids on McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and
they shouldn't be eating.
Everything they shouldn't be eating. Now, I will say an advancement in that area. Amazon bought Whole Foods recently.
Yeah.
And they reduced the prices on all their food.
So it's amazing.
That to me was like, now that's when you're taking technology in a very positive direction.
Right. So it's more accessible.
That's right.
So what we're doing is that we're doing a program where we are at one school now. We found out that over 100 kids wanted and qualified for it. Because of our funds, we can only start off with 10. But we're going to have a Zumba class. We're going to also do teaching them how to cook. We have a chef who's volunteered to come in and teach the parents how to cook. We're also going to have a garden to teach the kids how to grow their food. And we're also going to put it in rewards points. So when they lose a certain amount of weight, they're going to get rewards for it.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. How big is this problem? You said 14 to 13 million.
That's correct.
I'm stuck on that number there because
it's an epidemic.
That is an epidemic.
And the community doesn't understand that because they don't know it.
Well, let me tell you, what are some of the long-term repercussions of that kind of problem?
Oh, these kids have no future.
Okay.
Their health, with them having high blood pressure and diabetes at their young age, they're going to have other problems. They're not even going to, they even can't afford to get proper health, a lot of them. So they're going to be bullied in school. They're going to have low self-esteem. They're not going to be able to get good grades. They're going to be at the bottom of the totem pole in our communities.
Well, let me ask you this now. What is some things that parents can be doing to help children to avoid this problem?
Well, first of all, they have to engage their kids to get away from the television set and do more activities.
Oh, my God. Now, that's...
I don't think
people realize the impact of the internet, cable TV.
Right.
When I was a kid, we were outside from the sun up to sundown.
That's
We were rolling tires, we were jumping on swing, we were throwing basketball. We didn't even have a basketball. We were throwing like whatever we could through a basket.
Correct.
But it was all physical activity.
That's correct.
I don't see that nowadays.
It's not.
You don't even see kids outside, period.
The families have got to make it fun for exercise. They got exercise with their kids to make it fun.
Let me ask you this also. When I was coming up, this must be a foregone area, but that was actually a requirement to take physical education in school.
Correct. It's not anymore. Shameful.
I mean, do these kids have a chance?
Well, that's the point. And under Michelle Obama, she started a program for the food in schools, and the present administration eliminated that, the healthy foods. So we got all these factors that these kids are fighting against. So my foundation is one that I'm hoping that I can make a difference. And of course, we need to have people learn about it. So I'm going to ask them, the listening audience, to pull up my website, which is info@aroyheron, that's H-E-R-O-N, foundation.org, and they can learn more information. We're also having a fundraiser next month, October 28th, for those who are interested in coming to learn more about us. Here's why you can get into it. It's called Kids, K-I-D-Z, Healthy, period, Eventbrite.com. It's the 28th of October at 6 p.m. We're going to have lots of food. We're going to have fun, games, and great music. We'd love to get your support.
Wow, that is amazing. I am, like I said, when I bring people on the show, I'm always, because I've been in the food, interacting in the healthy food business for many years. I was at Diet to Go. We were really one of the biggest healthy food providers in the D.C. area. We're selling food from coast to coast. And so I've always had a fondness for watching people who are in that industry and making strides to bring that pendulum, because it has swung so far. And when it started affecting the kids, that means that's your future.
That is. The kids are our future. So I'm hoping from your listening, if there are people who know people who are philanthropists who are interested in a cause, please, the kids are our future. Check us out. Check up our site. And please donate if you can, because it costs at least $7,000 to $8,000 to help each kid.
Wow.
And that's our problem. We need to get the word out so we get the funds in to help these kids.
Well, folks, you've heard it. Dr. Heron, he has a foundation. He uses A. Roy Heron Foundation.
Yes.
Let me see that. Let me read that out here again. That is the A. Roy HeronFoundation.org, so you can go there and find out more about what he's doing. You can also donate, because our children actually need this help. If you're looking for a good cause to get behind, and also he has an event coming up, and you can go to Eventbrite. It's called KIDZ Healthy.Eventbrite.com. It's an event coming up on October 28th at 6 p.m. over in Vienna, Virginia. And let's support this young man and some of the things he's doing in the community. Also, check out his sports. What's that Heron?
Heron Med Spa.
Heron Med Spa. Man, we appreciate you, Dr. Heron. Folks, that's Dr. Heron. Check him out. And we appreciate having him on the Marketing Pulpit. Also, support our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Now, if you're looking for a place to hang your business hat, if you need someone to answer your phone, someone to pick up your mail, someone to... You're looking for a place to have those workshops, those seminars, then go to BLESuites.com, BLESuites.com, or call them at 301-322-1700. Also, check out my company if you have a need for marketing, for social media, for web, anything that's going to get your business off the ground, then give me a call. My company is Gatewood Marketing. I've been at this for the last 25 years, probably longer than Kelly has been on the earth here. Kelly, I'm sorry. And I've been doing this, folks. I do this for the Small Business Administration. I do this for several clients in the area. A lot of the law firms, accounting firms, just about everybody in this area uses my service. You can do it, too. So call me at 301 301 839 2836. Coming up, we're going to talk about hurricane and disasters and how this might affect you tax wise, what you can write off, what you cannot. We're going to have Accounting with Philosophy Day coming up after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council. Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. Yes, we are. Saving souls and businesses. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I bring you the good marketing gospel. We just finished talking to Dr. Roy Huron, and he's on a mission to help with childhood obesity. That's one of those many problems that seem to plague our community. I don't know why all the bad things just seem to gravitate to us. I think it's a system. I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist for a moment. But these things don't happen by mistake or happenstance. There's a hidden hand, I think, that's pulling a lot of these levers that has all this negative impact. A lot of it boils down to economics also. That is why. Here's a nice segue for you. It comes down to economics. That's why we have to get our business house in order. Amazon buying Whole Foods and reducing the prices, that's still not across the board. That means we end up paying more money for food when it's healthy. The answer to that, make more money. How do we make more money? Let's create some successful businesses. And that's why we have this show, The Marketing Pulpit. This mission has become more important as time goes on. Having the studio, Miss Kelsey Nelson, and we have my co-host, Miss Felicia Day.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
The Money Zone lady. Are you still the Money Zone?
Oh, yeah.
She was counting with Felicia Day, and she's in the Money Zone. We were talking, you know, Felicia Day, we had a lot of, every time I turn on the air now, there's a hurricane, there's a blizzard. This climate is real. This climate change is real, folks. Next time you hear somebody talk about this climate change is a hoax, I'm giving you permission to go ahead and slap them. Don't get arrested now. Don't do anything going to get you in jail, because people are a little sensitive nowadays. But this climate thing is real. And so we're seeing more floods. We're seeing more heat spells. We're seeing more fires. We're seeing blizzards. We're seeing 50 inches of snow. And people are... they're calling up their insurance company. They're calling up this, that, the other. And so, Palacio, she's going to, among many other things she's going to talk about today, we're going to talk about how this affects your taxes and your income and all this good stuff. So, welcome to the show, Palacio.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
So, I'm just going to let you have, what's hot today? Okay. What's the hot topic today?
Well, you know, what's hot in the news right now is basically what you just touched bases on, the fact that we're getting hit with so many floods, just some natural disasters that it's not in our control. But the beauty of it is, as a taxpayer of the U.S., the land of the great guys, you know what? When we suffer from casualty losses, or when we suffer from like natural disasters like floods, earthquakes, just random acts that we can't control, do you know that if you own a business or if you don't own a business, that it's a tax deduction?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Robert, it's a tax deduction. And the beauty of it is this, guess what? It's applicable to all of us. It's not limited to the rich. It's not just for the poor. It's for whomever suffered from that natural disaster. So that's the beauty of it. And the deduction is called your casualty loss. So the beauty of the casualty losses is this, guys, it's not a substitute for your insurance, though.
You know I was going to ask you that.
No, Robert, look, I had to go in that first. It's not a substitute for insurance, guys. So don't think just because Felicia Day said, we can get it reimbursed on our taxes, that it's going to do away with your insurance. No, guys, there are simple things that you first have to have. And let's be honest, one of those is insurance.
Got to have insurance.
The IRS don't want to have to reimburse you for the complete loss. They want your insurance company to stand ground and reimburse you for the difference of the losses that your insurance company did not provide you. So you may be wondering, what is this casualty loss? So let's say, for example, you're driving down the street on Georgia Avenue. You know, we're sitting here right now.
Right.
And you were to get in a random accident. That's considered a casualty loss.
What?
All of our family and friends and colleagues that suffer from Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma in Texas and Florida, they get to take advantage of the casualty loss deduction as well. And it's not really a major cap. That's the good thing about it, Robert. It's not like, if you have $1 million home, you don't qualify. There really aren't any major requirements besides the fact that you have to have insurance.
So the rich and the poor,
everybody.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Republican, Democrat,
it doesn't even matter. What matters is that you file your tax return. If you don't file your tax return, you would not get the loss. Be able to claim the loss on your tax return. So that's the thing. So if you're backed up on your taxes, running from IRS, that casualty loss deduction would not work for you guys.
Hey, can I say this? Mm-hmm. There is so many. I'm learning this. I mean, I'm an old guy, right? I'm not that old, but you know, I'm trying to make a point here. But what I'm learning, I've learned as I've gotten older and more mature and more experienced. You need to do things like file your taxes, keep that kind of stuff current, because a situation is going to present itself. The first thing they're going to see, your taxes, your bank statements, this and that and the other. And if that's all jacked up, all these benefits you thought you were going to get suddenly become out of reach.
You know what, Robert? Let's be honest. How many of us actually take pictures of our home every year when we're renewing our insurance policy?
Uh-oh.
99% of us don't.
Hello.
I'm kind of even guilty for that, right? So I know that you guys aren't.
But why
doing
should
it.
We take a picture of our home?
You want to know so we can get the full value when we are trying to get the reimbursement from our insurance company, when we are trying to be able to deduct the casualty losses on our tax return. If we can show the real value of what we had in our homes at that given time, we will be able to take advantage of the full casualty loss deduction rather than just making guesstimations.
Hey, Palacio, today I had a flood in my home recently, so I'm glad it's very timely here.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of old pants on the floor.
Okay.
These things probably had bell bottoms and they were like a zoot suit. And they really bought about 20 of them because I'm really trying to decide what to do with them, but mm-hmm. they all got flooded. And they had value. They really did have value. Now, of course, I filed a claim with the pants were just one of the many things that happened. There was an exercise machine down there, there's a pool table, there's a lot of other things that were kind of nicked in the flood. So when I filed my claim, how do I know what to put on my tax? What's the calculation?
Well, first of all, that actual flood in your home was probably preventative, so that we cannot write that off.
What?
Yes. It's if if something was out of your control completely, like if we walk outside and you get hit, right? That's a casualty loss. Oh. If you, it has to be completely random. Like, so for example, you probably knew that your water heater or whatever flooded was probably going bad and didn't want to make the investment, right?
All
right,
wait, make the adjustment. Pose it with WSSC issue. What if it was something they did?
Okay, see, you're getting tricky now, Robert. Well, what I would say, look, submit it and then...
I need to talk to somebody like you, in other words.
Look, we would have to dig deeper because the fact that this, they just wanted to be something that was completely out of your control.
That's why natural disasters...
Natural disasters, earthquakes, the IRS do not want to reimburse everybody for everything now.
Okay.
Think about it. If everybody had a flood in their basement, we will, the economy will crash.
That's why I brought that up. Because everybody over here now who got the pants wet in the basement...
No.
They messed up their gators all of a sudden.
Look, don't do it. Don't say I told y'all. It has to be something that is completely 100% out of your control. If you woke up, and since we, most of us are in Maryland right now that's listening, if you woke up and we just had an enormous amount of rain that came down, we can control Mother Nature. We cannot. We cannot control if somebody run a car in your home. Mm-hmm. We can't control that.
That's true. That's true.
But guess what, Robert? That water heater that cracked last year and you didn't fix yet, we can control that.
I mean, what happened was, see, I was gonna do it, but you know, I had to go to work and my car had a flat, you know.
Yeah. But no,
trying to hear that, right?
No, they're not trying to hear that. But the beauty of it, just make sure you take annual pictures when you guys are renewing your insurance policies. Take annual pictures of what your assets are. And then also make sure you file your taxes on time. But the beauty of it is this. If you've suffered from any of the natural disasters that have recently occurred, guess what? If you filed an extension and haven't filed your taxes yet, you can claim the losses on this year's tax return.
Right.
So instead of waiting for all the people that rushed and filed their taxes, see, this is when it was good for you guys to be late.
Right?
Yes, Robert. This is when it's good for you guys to be late, right? Then you can actually claim the losses. And I'm not trying to make a good thing out of your losses if you're in Florida and you're listening. I just want you to know that there are resources out there, and your tax return can be that resource.
And let me tell you, Philosophy, I was reading, I think this is a good topic because we are a national audience, even though, and we've had floods here. We've had things here. We've had earthquake. I had a few years ago, I know people don't believe this, but a few years ago we had an earthquake. And I had some losses.
Mm.
Some of my business, I had a hard drive on a shelf with all my data. It fell off the shelf and cracked. That may have been would that have been preventable?
Yes. No, it's not preventable. You
that could have been a loss.
It could have been a loss.
See?
Yep.
See?
Yep, you could have been a loss. And so this is applicable for your business. So let me just give them a rundown really quick,
please,
Rob, before we go to break on what they can deduct. Hey, guys, let me tell you what you can deduct. Almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything.
Like
so
that.
If you had furniture that was destroyed, if you ended up having equipment that was destroyed, if your office is no longer accessible, the losses that you incur for that as well is deductible. Your clothes, your jewelry, basically everything that is within your home that you can prove you had.
Mm.
See, that's the thing. I need you guys to take those pictures again.
It's a good idea to take pictures every
annually,
year.
Annually, yes.
You mean every go into
every
room?
Year you renew your policy, just take a video around the house. We now we don't need to take pictures.
Oh, that's right.
Just take a video, go all the way around your house, and say, you know, this is for your renewal. Put in your safe deposit box.
And here's a little tip. I'm glad you brought that up. For folks who are trying to get that perfect photo, forget about it. Just turn your video on your camera and walk very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that perfect angle, boy. You need to get the good side, your bad side.
Yep,
you don't have to take 100 photos. Just take a slow walk with your video. And you'll get everything. Walk from room to room, like she said. And also, even for other reasons, when you're trying to take photos, and you're trying to take a lot of photos, trying to cover a lot of ground, just turn your video on, and you can go back and screenshot the shots that you want. So that is good stuff. That's good stuff. Philosophy, tell folks about your company and what it is that you do in general.
Well, I'm Philosophy Day. I'm the accountant to entrepreneurs. I help entrepreneurs basically dominate their businesses using accounting, guys. Accounting is the language of business. And I really need you all to understand that if you don't understand just a smidget of accounting, you're not operating your businesses effectively, more than likely.
Let me give out the number real fast. In case anybody has a question for our guest and for our host, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you know someone down into the ravaged areas of Miami and Houston and even the Caribbean, and you have some questions about what's deductible and how Uncle Sam can actually help you, then call 1-800-450-7876 and put a question to our co-host, Ms. Felicia Day. Go ahead, Felicia Day. Now, you have your company here, and I'm going to vouch for that sister because I've been working with her for many years, and I'm telling you, boy, I don't know what I'd have done without this sister. Man, she did some things with me because I was one of those folks, I be putting stuff off, I'm busy. Felicia Day had to pull me aside one day and say, Robin, I don't care how busy you are. You're going to miss some opportunities
if
you
don't get it together.
Your paperwork right. So my paper is right, folks. My paper is right. Thanks to this sister right here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, so guys, if you were interested in contacting me, just give me a call in the office, 202-618-1297. You can also check out one of my websites, accountingwithfelashade.com, accountingwithfelashade.com.
And I'm going to put on another little testimony, and this is kind of like a general for all you business owners out here. You are missing opportunities if your paper isn't right. You can't do any government contracting. You can't. There are so many things you can't do and opportunities that you're missing. You need to get your DUNS number. That's the DNS, the Dun & Bradstreet number, so that when people start asking information about you, they can go back and track your DUNS. But you need to get your books right on the rolls of the state, because people are checking the state to see if you're legit. There are so many people out here that are doing great work. Great. I mean, they are chefs. They're wizards at what they do. But the paper's not right.
Nope.
And people are looking at you. You don't even know it half the time. They go to the state. They pull up your records and find out you're not credible on the books of the state. Go ahead and you had a good month or an okay month. Put aside some money, even if you have to put a little bit aside every month, until you get enough money to pay those back taxes. Get somebody like Felicia Day to straighten you out and go forward, and you will make up for that. Consider that an investment in your business. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Equifax breach and these 143 million people and how it could affect you. And we're going to give you some remedies. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have Felicia Day and Kelsey in the studio. I am Robert Geek with your host. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, 395 accident in the right lane near the U.S. Capitol exit. Second accident, same location this morning, in delays across the southeast-southwest freeway to head north into the 3rd Street Tunnel. 295 southbound, very slow, Burroughs Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. McDonald's mobile ordering has arrived. Place your order on the McDonald's app. Choose how you want to pick it up. Curbside pickup inside the restaurant or in the drive-thru. Download the app to try it today. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Increasing clouds a bit this afternoon, high near 83. Partly cloudy overnight, down to 66. For tomorrow, starting off sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy later in the day, high near 82. Every 52 minutes, someone's killed by a drunk driver. Join Mothers Against Drunk Driving at a Walk Like Mad 5K near you. Sign up at walklikemad.org. Steve Hirshhorn, 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am here every Friday bringing you the good marketing gospel. We have so much going on right now. We have stuff going on in the sports world. We got stuff going on we got Hurricane Irma and Jose and Keisha and Aisha, and where do you get these names from?
I wonder that sometimes, Robert.
Now, this is what I heard. I heard that they start at the beginning of the alphabet, and then they do alternate men and women. They used to name them all women. There were no men hurricanes. I know it's hard to believe, right? It was like they were trying to call you guys windbags or something.
Up. That's messed up. See?
And somebody said, wait a minute. What's up with this? All those hurricanes named after women. Then somebody said, well, in the name of equal rights, let's start naming some of these disasters men. And so you notice the last one was Harvey. And then right after Harvey was Irma. Mm-hmm. Then after Irma was Jose.
Yep.
People saying, Jose, wait a minute. Doesn't that start with an H? No. That's Jose with a J. Yeah. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
It's clicking now, Robert. It's
even
clicking. Okay.
Wait a minute. He went backwards.
Hey, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I was talking about earlier with Kelsey. We were talking about audience for a minute. So I'm just going to quickly just touch on that quickly again, because we were talking about how audience now is not just demographics and geographics, and how because the world is so politically charged now, we have to look at things like psychographics.
Exactly right.
You have to know your audience. And I know somebody like Palachide, now she's an accountant. She just want to do your books. She ain't trying to get all into your politics and all this kind of stuff.
Just give her your books.
But in some areas of work, you can't escape it, and sports happens to be one of those areas.
Right.
You can't escape it. It's just the nature of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, as a marketer, as a company trying to make its toehold, you do have to be now aware, because also something that has happened in the Trump era, you can't sit on the sidelines like you used to.
Nope, you got to get in the game.
That was a time when I was even though my company is so like Palachide Days, that I just want to help you get sales. I'm not here to, you know, fight the battles and so forth. But as time went on and on and on, I found that I could not sit on the sidelines, because there's so much at stake here. We need everybody in the fight. And so I've had to kind of take some stands on some issues where in the past, you didn't know this stuff kind of stuff about me.
Right.
And now with social media, it puts you out there on front
street. Yes, on the front lines.
Which means now you have to be more aware of your audience.
Exactly right.
And what your stance is, how it's going to affect that audience, good or bad.
Exactly, yeah.
So if you have an audience that's, let's say, predominantly conservative, and all of a sudden you do a Jameel Hill, just expect the backlash.
Okay? Yeah, they're going to come after you.
I'm sorry.
Twitter fingers strong.
It's just the reality of it.
Yep.
Okay, just know. I'm not telling you to go one way or the other. I'm just telling you to be aware of the ramifications.
Right.
Now, we had this thing that happened last week about Equifax. Now, Equifax is one of the big three, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. These guys pretty much get up all in your business about your credit. They know what you have for breakfast. They got your credit card numbers, your Social Security numbers,
all
your bank account numbers,
crazy.
Your addresses, your kids' name, where you used to live, have everything. Now, just imagine, I want you to sit here and pause for a minute, just for effect. Think of all the information you have about yourself, stuff you kind of hidden away. You say, I hope nobody knows this about me.
Mm-hmm.
Equifax knows.
They know it.
And guess what else? Now somebody else knows.
Right.
Because of this breach. And that's some scary stuff. That's some scary stuff. Now, here's something that, let me tell you how jacked up this world can be. You just can't win in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that movie in The Wiz when Michael Jackson was that scarecrow. He sang that song, You Can't Win.
Yep.
He was singing it all out. Check this out. Three of the Equifax executives sold their shares in the credit reporting of $2 million shortly after the data breach.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. They bailed ship.
They jumped off before they announced it to the public.
Yeah.
That is so wrong. That is
so wrong. That's before we could even get them in trouble.
That is so wrong. They knew they were going to take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
They knew their stock was going to die.
Right.
So they jumped ship.
That should be illegal, though.
That's something.
It is.
That's crazy.
It is illegal. The SEC, it is kind of considered insider trading, and the SEC is trying to figure out how they're going to make it illegal. That's the thing.
Somebody needs to jump on that.
Because it's an internal problem. It doesn't impact investors.
Right.
So the SEC normally comes in when it impacts investors, but because this impacted America, I know they're sitting back trying to, like, figure out how they can hit those,
That was
fraudsters. Yep.
This guy, John Gamble, sold his shares worth almost $1 million. John Loughran sold about $685,000 worth. And Rodolfo Plotter, he's the president of Workforce Solutions with the company, sold his stock worth almost $250,000. That is so wrong.
And they're probably enjoying vacation somewhere or something. And here we are all worrying about our information.
Now,
143 million of us.
Now let our information get jacked up. Now they done took their money.
Right, they're good.
But you know what, Robert, the scary part about it is, are they going to use the information to file your tax return? So this is really the time for you to not file your taxes late this upcoming 2017-2018 filing season, so we can know or figure out whether or not they attempted to file your tax return and to really
steal your identity on that level, and it's such a headache. But the longer that you wait, if you don't file your taxes on time, guess what's going to happen? You won't figure out if they've actually, if your identity was breached on the federal level.
That's right. That is so good. Let me tell you something, folks. This is some of the things you need to watch for in light of this breach. You might start getting these phishing emails. Now, phishing is P-H-I, not F-I-S. It's not F-I. It's phishing emails claiming they're from Equifax. So the bad guys start sending out these emails pretending they're Equifax. And look, we're sorry we breached your information. Now, fill out this form. Give me some more information to steal. And so you be on the aware for that. Check the date. Check the email address in that. When you can tell it's a phishing email because it's not from the official company. It may something like eEquifax or eEquifax US or something different than the official website of the company. So be on the lookout for phishing emails. Folks are going to be claiming there's something wrong with your credit card. And they're going to be offering you some type of service to protect you. You're going to see a lot of those coming up. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for calls from scammers that claim they're from your bank or your credit union, saying we have a problem with your credit card due to this scam, this hack, and we're going to need some information from you. These are some of the things I'm just telling you need to be on the lookout for. Look at your credit card for unusual charges. You should be doing that anyway. But particularly now, check your credit card often. Go ahead and sign up if you have online banking. If you used to watch it every week now, start looking at it every day. And then there's some things you can do to help you prevent this identity theft that's likely going to happen in big time. Sign up for some type of credit card monitoring. You probably should have had it already, but now it's very important. That means anytime something happens suspicious on your card or your file, you get an email or a text, you want to do that right away. You also want to freeze your credit card files with the major three bureaus. That's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Now you can, when you freeze your account, that means nobody can actually go out and take any credit on your account, including yourself, unless you give them permission. So there's actually some, we put this information also on the Marketing Pulpit radio show, by the way. Go to marketingpulpit.com and you can find this information on the website. Also check your credit report. There's free companies, annualcreditreport.com, freecreditreport.com. Now some of these guys they free, but they have some kind of caveat. Like, well, it's free, but you got to pay us after the first year. But there's some are actually free. They give you like one free report per year. Others may have it free for the first year, and you have to start charging. But get yourself some type of credit report and go in and check out your credit. Check your bank account, your credit card statements for any unauthorized activity. If you believe you have been a victim of identity theft, then you can go to the idtheftcenter.org. That's a place where you can find out more information. I got a nice letter from my bank, Industrial Bank. They're on top of things. They sent out a nice letter telling us what to do. And this is what all your organizations should be doing. They should be letting you know what to do with that information, how they're treating you with that information. So the bottom line is nearly half Americans had their personal information exposed during this breach.
That is scary. That is scary. You're probably sitting next to someone right now around someone who had their data taken.
That's crazy. Now, let's talk about quickly what a credit freeze is. A credit freeze limits who can see your credit information and stopping anyone from opening a new account in your name. Now, the catch is if you block it, it'll also block you. So if you're trying to get a loan, and if you're in the process of trying to get a loan or get a house or something like that, then the people who are trying to pull your credit, they're going to run into a problem. So you have to take that into consideration. You take some steps, folks. This is serious.
Yeah.
This is really serious. So, folks, that's tips today on the go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more information if you didn't get that information. And check with your bank. Check with your credit card companies. Find out what they're doing to protect your data. And let's be proactive. I want to thank my guest today, Ms. Kelsey Nelson. What else is going on in the NFL? Besides Jamel Hill, which is taking us off, what's going on with the Washington team? I know they lost the first game of the year.
They did, and people were very mad.
They ready to run Kirk out of town.
I was about to say, Captain Kirk, good luck. I mean, I don't even know if he can go anywhere safe right now if he doesn't put a win on the Redskins team. It's crazy.
Is this a what have you done if he late me town, if I've ever seen
one? I think so. It's only week one, Robert, and this guy has people coming for his head. Oh, my gosh. Poor Poor Kurt.
They ran Robert Griffin out of town.
Oh, my gosh.
Kurt playing, well, it's mine now. And I didn't really run him out of
and
town.
And the bad thing is, they just showed a video, actually, of RG3. He's playing basketball now. Like, that,
no.
He's not. I mean, he's just playing pickup basketball. Matter of fact, if you guys go to basketball court, you might see RG3. Like, that's how bad it is. That's what you guys did to him, Washington.
No.
Guy's not back.
Folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You're going to find information about my guest, my co-host, Kelsey and Palasha. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. And if you want to be successful, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We show you how to do it, but also do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovee. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. Try Transit Week of September 18th through the 22nd. Find helpful travel options and register to win a year's free transit pass. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom says every officer will be working tomorrow on the National Mall.
We expect a busy weekend in Washington, D.C., because we have a number of groups that are coming.